Good day, skiers and riders. This is Jake with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast, presented by Aaron's Mowers and Snow Blowers. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, and it's ski and ride day number 131 of the season. Yesterday's snowpack was firmed up with this cold weather, and this morning you'll likely see the same, but groomers have been out all night giving the trails some assistance. Trails will be freshened up with new corduroy, including the summit trails. Also, a friendly reminder, tomorrow on the 3rd, the mountain will not be open due to forecasted inclement weather. We will be reopening on Friday. With that said, we anticipate opening with 9 lifts and 47 trails on frozen granular and variable conditions. Today's weather will be cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s with a chance of snow. Friday is your last chance to swing into spring for just $10. From 2 to 5 p.m., get a lift ticket, rentals, and lesson for just $10 each. This is the final week, so don't miss out. Full details on our website. Nothing says spring at the mountain quite like pond skimming. That's right, our annual pond skimming competition is set for April 12th. Start planning your costume, fine-tune your approach, and get ready to skim, sink, or send in style. Sign-ups will be day of, in person at guest services, so plan accordingly. Lastly, join us Saturday, April 13th for the annual Apple Butter Open, sponsored by Foren's Orchards. Skiers and riders of all abilities, ages, and sizes can enter this laid-back amateur competition. This event is all about fun and friendly competition. Sign-ups are now live on our website. With a lot of first-timers coming out for spring, a friendly reminder, there is no beginner terrain off the Gondola Summit or Lookout Lifts. If you're just starting out, head to Bear Den Lodge before making your way to the main mountain via the Notch. And know your zone. Give every skier and rider 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are on the trail, slow down and give them even more room. Riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control and respect the 15-foot zone. Thanks for tuning in, and have a wonderful Wednesday. Drive safe, ski smart, and I hope to see you on the slopes.